Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
As hopefully everybody knows by now, the month of May is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, and there's a big festivity coming up on the 8th of May, which is Mother's Day. It's on Sunday at Union Square Park in New York City. It is sponsored by CAPA, the Coalition of Asian Pacific Americans, and the director of that organization is Stephen Chen, and he's with us this morning on Spectrum.
Steve, tell me about the plans for this year. I know we met last year for the first time that China America was kind of involved with the festival. How did you originally get involved? Let's get a little background here. How did you come to CAPA, and how did you get involved with this particular activity?
Sure. So I got involved as a kid. I grew up in the Bronx, and my parents were among the first generation of Chinese to come to America. And so we had a small restaurant in the Bronx. And during that time, we came across a number of family friends and acquaintances who didn't know how to read legal documents or electrical bills or immigration papers or, sanitation bills. And they needed someone who was fluent. And at the time, I was a kid, but I could still read proficiently enough to explain to them, what the issue was. As an adult, I realized that the same issues happen, whereby there's a number of resources in the community, but unless you know what they are, whether they be children's services or senior citizen services or legal services, if you don't know what they are, then it's pointless. So the festival operates under a central premise on the back end, which is that it's much easier to host an event and have members of the community come out and celebrate to music and dance and celebration, and at the same time learn about community resources than going into communities themselves and handing out flyers, informational sheets. So that's how I came to the festival.
So CAPA, on a year-round basis, is sort of a clearinghouse, a one-stop shopping place for any sort of services or things that people might need from within the Chinese community?
Well, it's Pan-Asian, and yes, we act as a resource center. You can email me anytime during the year, or any of our volunteers in the year. We connect you either to children's services, senior citizen services, you name it, and we'll try to find the service for you.
Now, you're a Pan-Asian group, which means you cover all kinds of Asian communities, whether it's East Asian or South Asian. But I presume that those groups all have all their own individual organizations. I presume you interface with a lot of them as well, right?
That's right. So our main objective is that we don't provide social services or cultural services or heritage services directly, but we work with member organizations. We work with about 120 different organizations, some private, some public, or community-facing, and we simply direct individuals to those resources so they can obtain the resources they're seeking.
Well, the event is coming up starting at noon today on May 8th, Sunday. It's Mother's Day, something for mom to do. You can take mom to the event. Kicks off at 12 noon. You just give me a thumbnail picture of what people can expect when they come to Union Square this afternoon.
Outstanding. So when you come, you'll probably be greeted by lots of a live band that's playing in the background. You'll probably look over to a corner. You'll see magicians and balloons being handed out in the children's section. You might look over further, and you'll see martial arts demonstrations. And throughout, we'll be covering Union Square, the entire area of Union Square. And you'll see lots of things to eat, to taste, to see, to smell. And it should be a great festive time for all.
I was at the event last year. It was really great. It was really crowded. There were a lot of people there. There's more than one performing space. There's a main stage, sort of, and then there's another space as well, right?
That's correct. Actually, this year we'll probably have three spaces. So the first space will be the performance, the performing arts and the concerts on the main stage. Then we'll have a martial arts demonstration stage, and then we'll also have another area dedicated to folk arts.
How do the groups get involved? Do you solicit the same groups every year, or do they come to you to want to find a space to be at this particular event?
The latter. So a lot of our members will come out and realize it's a great opportunity to reach a large number of people, and together we'll plan the event. We have our anchor sort of members that always come out and help out, but always looking for new folks to come and help organize our community event.
I know when I went to the event last year, it was sort of one-stop shopping for me because I met a variety of different organizations, arts, cultural, heritage groups, and that I have used on this program on Spectrum and on China America. So it was great for me. It's going to be on the north end of Union Square along 17th Street, pretty much that whole section there. That area was kind of under construction last year. This year you have a little more space?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, because of the recent construction I finished a few months ago, we'll have a couple of extra feet each way, and we hope to fully utilize it.
Do you sponsor any other events, or is this your biggest deal of the year?
So we'll co-program a number of events throughout the year to help support them, but this is our premier event for the year.
If people wanted to get in touch with you personally or get in touch with someone at Kappa, what is your website address?
Sure. Our website address is www.kappaonline.org.
And how about your officers? Do you have a walk-in space, or do you go visit people? Where are you located?
So we have a working space that we have by Union Square, but the easiest way is to email us, and we can find a good place to sit down and talk about how we can interact in this community together.
Well, Stephen Chen, it's been great talking with you, the director of Kappa. It's been nice to have you on the show for the second year. As I go through the cycle of events from one event to the other, from one Lunar New Year to the other, from one Chinese Valentine's Day to the other, I'm sort of getting the peaks and valleys of what the events are. I hope you have yourself a great time this afternoon. And anything you'd like to say to cheer the people on in case they're sitting on the fence, not deciding if they what they want to do this afternoon?
Oh, well, absolutely. Well, there's a chance to take your mom out and see the sights. And if you have younger brothers and sisters, there's space for them. Or if you just want to enjoy some great music and food, come on down.
Thank you very much. It is coming up this afternoon at 12 noon, and China America Radio will be there.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.